This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Shelling was reported in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh on Monday, despite a ceasefire that was meant to take effect early on Sunday. In the latest development in the dispute over the region, Armenia and Azerbaijan each accused the other of shelling overnight. This despite a truce backed by international mediators aimed at quelling the violence, which has left hundreds dead. Azerbaijani officials accused Armenia of shelling at least four regions outside the conflict zone overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh officials, Armenian state media said that Azerbaijan targeted multiple villages for shelling there overnight as well, and both sides accused the other of violating Sunday's ceasefire. This ceasefire is the second brokered by Russian officials since the conflict began late last month. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, who acted as the mediator for the truce, on Monday called the continued fighting unacceptable. Fighting erupted between Azerbaijan and Armenia on September 27th. It marks the biggest escalation of the decades-old conflict over the breakaway region of Nagorno-Karabakh since a 1994 ceasefire. The predominantly ethnic Armenian territory, located entirely within Azerbaijani territory, declared its independence from Azerbaijan in 1991 during the collapse of the Soviet Union. That sparked a war that claimed the lives of as many as 30,000 people before a 1994 ceasefire. However, that independence is not internationally recognized. A new report from Human Rights Watch says North Korea's pre-trial detention system is characterized by systemic torture, degrading treatment, and rampant corruption. We'll have more on